99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
If I have a look of accomplishment on my face, it's because my hands are calloused. I have the nicks and scrapes of a job well done, Kelly. That's what they say. A job well done.
Manual labor.
Yes.
What'd you do?
I built a fence.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I've talked about the dog.
Yeah.
That I we adopted. It's, you know, so he's still a little puppy. But he's had some issues with not really just knowing where our yard ends and where others begin.
Needed a solid little guideline.
Yeah.
To say, and this is where you stay.
And the solid guideline was in the form of wood, nails, and screws.
Got it. Got it.
So, yeah. It was one of those things where we had...
I thought you had a fence, though.
Well, we had...
Like a chain link?
Yeah, it was partially fenced.
Okay.
Partially fenced, and then...
you had to finish the fencing.
There was a section of our yard that had a kind of a wooden privacy fence that had blown down in one of the storms.
Got it.
And so, anyways, that had to be replaced. It was one of those, like, rainy day things. It was like, you know, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. We get this dog, and we're like, oh, yeah, all right, well, we're going to have to, like...
We're going to have to get to it.
We're going to have to get to it because we can't just let him out.
No.
Without actually physically being there, having him on a leash, because he sees something, he's like literally squirrel and runs like he'll run across the street.
Sure.
He'll run, he'll say hi to a dog that's walking by.
That's friendly.
All that. Well, yeah, but you know, still.
Yeah.
So it took my father-in-law coming in last weekend to just kind of like my
you
wife.
Get that done for you.
Yeah, well, my wife and him just decided, all right, well, we had kind of like decided that, all right, maybe this is a good opportunity to do it when he's coming into town.
Mm-hmm.
And they got all the materials, and I spent the past couple days
Google how to build a fence.
How to build a fence. And I'm like,
okay,
all right, screws, things.
Buy a book, Building Fences for Dummies.
Saws, all that stuff. And so, I mean, last night it was one of those things where I'm just kind of like looking at it going, all right, not too bad.
So it looks good?
I mean.
Happy with it?
It's not painted yet. It's still just raw wood.
Right. But we're going to stain it, paint it?
Yeah, something maybe. Kay. Yeah. So, yeah. Anyways.
Oh, look at that. Did you take a picture? Like before and after pictures? We like to see that for home improvement projects.
No.
You got to do it for the gram.
Otherwise,
it didn't happen.
Otherwise,
don't you understand the rule?
There's no fence here. It didn't happen.
No
I don't
evidence.
See a fence.
Exactly.
No evidence on social media.
Seriously.
I haven't done that yet.
Is
maybe
this your first
maybe I will.
Rodeo with that.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
So, anyways, yeah, but my, like, you know, woke up yesterday feeling sore.
Yes.
Even after popping some ibuprofen.
Yeah.
Took some ibuprofen last night.
It's hard work.
Hoping that it would quell any sort of soreness that I felt this morning. But yeah, I've got the, from like bending down.
But now you got the reminder. You got a fence that's standing to remind you of your accomplishment.
Even though
we can't see it on the ground.
It hasn't been through a storm yet. So I don't know how it will handle that sort of environment.
I think it's going to come down to, did you put the posts deep enough? Did you follow those? There's guidelines.
Oh, yeah.
Did you follow all that to a T? You should
be good. I sunk the posts as deep as they needed to go, and I filled it with the stuff. And
the stuff and the things.
Yeah, and the stuff. Yeah, I'm sure it's fine.
And the naily-naily and bang-bang.
And the bang-bang and the screw-screw and the hammer-hammer and the saw-saw.
Nice.
And here we are.
And your angles were all good. And you're like, look at that. Look what I did.
Yeah, you know, I used the level and I used all
you
that.
You used a level.
Yes.
That's really impressive. That's great.
Okay.
That's good stuff.
So, yeah, accomplished right here.
See, on the other hand, we're just doing demo because we lost a couple of hedges. Not coming back.
Yeah, well.
Browntown.
Demo, yeah.
Yeah.
And then digging, demo can be fun, too.
Well, digging roots of a hedge out after like they've been there for 13, 14 years.
Yep.
Also not easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now it's just like, apparently you have to let the soil like repair itself or something.
Really?
Because you have this root system that's been under there forever.
Look at this.
You can't just go and plant stuff. Is this Home Improvement
Who
Corner?
Knew that we were going to get into Home Improvement Corner here?
Well, you let us here, sir.
Or
with your fence.
The botanical chats.
Exactly. It's Green Thumb.
It's Green Thumb I've chats learned, here this
learned
morning.
From our friend Susanna sent her a picture. I'm like, what do I do?
Oh, that's
Look
funny.
At this blank slate.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
All right, this hour, misconnections.
Can only go up from here.
That's right. Setting the bar.
Yeah.
And feel good coming up next.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. This feel good's fantastic. It's two fourth grade teachers that decided to do an AMA.
Ask me anything.
Ask me anything with their students.
Okay.
And they asked them anything. It's hysterical. It's coming up.
All right. We'll get to that coming up next. 77 sunshine today, according to Wavestorm Tracking Team. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Some sad news to, you know, I'm sure by now you've heard that icon Tina Turner passed away. You must try to ignore that it didn't mean more than that. Oh, what's love got to I mean, she was like one of those iconic voices. And,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Legend in the industry. She's 83, though. I didn't realize she was 83.
Well, I mean, she's been around for
forever.
Long time.
Yes.
Yeah, long time for sure. So.
And she's been a Swiss resident for like 10 years, upwards of 10 years.
So okay.
She passed away at her home in Switzerland.
So, yeah, there you go, Tina Turner. Let's get to this feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
I mean, you know, magic is going to happen. When two fourth graders, or fourth grade teachers, rather, decide to just open it up and let their students ask them anything.
What's wrong with y'all? Why do you always have your pants all the way up? First of all, high-waisted and mid-waist pants are more flattering than low-rise. Low-rise should have stayed in the early 2000s. It should have stayed in the late 90s. It did not need to come back.
She gave you a fashion statement. I'm going to just be honest. I don't want my crack out and I got fupa.
They were asking about
Do
their
you have
pants?
A boyfriend? No.
You have a boyfriend? No.
That's
so
funny.
Great. One teacher's just like, listen, it's more flattering. The other one's like, I don't want my crack out. It's so hysterical. You got to see the video. It's up at WDJX.com. So cute.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I mean, to say that these misconnections got weird is kind of an understatement.
They also are a little similar because they deal
they
with the Comic-Con world and the
gaming
gamer.
World.
Yeah,
yes.
A little.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're very complimentary of each other.
Yes.
All right. I mean, who knows? Maybe we could hook those people together.
Maybe. The worlds could collide.
The worlds could collide and misconnections on the way. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 EJX. All right, setting the bar stories, Kelly.
The examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, this may be one of the most petty but brilliant ways you could get back at someone for cheating. So if you can manage to make it through the day without cheating on Carrie Ann, then you're doing okay.
Why aren't we cheating on Carrie Ann?
Why are we?
Why are we?
I don't know.
Okay.
But she's a TikTok user. She's kind of going viral after she caught her boyfriend cheating, got back at him by hiding smelly food in his apartment.
Oh.
Like, there's a video where she opens up the curtain rods above one of his windows, and you know how they're kind of hollow inside,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, no.
And
he never looked there.
Stuffs a bunch of shrimp.
Oh, gosh.
Inside.
Oh, seafood!
Yeah.
Oh, smelly.
She said his place smelled for months.
Oh, we can figure it out.
Yeah. It just shows her like standing on the back of a couch. Oh, my gosh. Of course, the music is perfect.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah, it's just so. She said it was smelly for months.
Oh,
he couldn't
gosh.
Figure out why.
Oh, wow.
She did reveal that, yes, she did wind up telling him what she had done.
Oh, you have to, because he would never look there. You'd never look there,
well,
would you?
Well, it depends on how petty and how much of a cheating ex he was, you know?
Okay.
He, and oh. As to... whether or not you decided to tell. But I will say, it did kind of inspire some people to tell their own revenge stories kind of in the comments there.
Yeah.
And then if you've got any sort of petty ways that you've gotten back at an ex, we'd love to hear those too. You can call or text those.
It's hard to beat this one though.
Yeah. 795-1997. That is brilliant, by the way.
Oh, it is.
Stuffing shrimp
savage
in a curtain rod.
That is beyond creative and savage. She's a genius.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone removed a back panel from their ex's TV and put crab meat in it.
Equally as genius, but probably ruined the television.
I mean, that this stuff just takes so much ingenuity. Another brush.
Seafood seems to be a recipe for perfection when it comes to smelly revenge.
Well, I don't know if you've ever smelled like rotting seafood.
Yeah, I don't need to. I can imagine.
You can, like, if you've gone to the beach or anything like that, a lot of times you can smell like rotting fish sometimes there. And
it's not a good smell.
That is not a good smell. No.
Probably hard to get rid of, too.
Another woman brushed a guy's toilet with his toothbrush and then put it back. You know, you do what you got to do, right?
Oh.
All right. We'd love to hear your comments and your calls on the way next.
We see you, Tracy.
Yeah, we'll have to get to Tracy's, which is pretty extra. Coming up here just after 7. But yeah, again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without cheating on a woman named Carrie Ann.
Oh, she is. She didn't handle that well.
No, she didn't. We will tweet out the video so you can see it too, at Ben and Kelly Show. You're doing okay. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. So we just told you about how Carrie Ann found out her boyfriend was cheating on her. So she decided to stuff a bunch of shrimp inside some curtain rods above his couch.
So savagely genius. So
just smelled for months.
Like, who would ever think to look there?
Yeah, you wouldn't. You'd just be like,
for the source of the stench.
Where is that coming from?
What is that?
It'd drive you crazy.
Yeah.
So I want to know some of the petty ways that you have gotten revenge on a cheating ex. There is a comment on it that says, you know that liquid that comes in jars of minced garlic?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, dump them in his shoes. All of his shoes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's going to take a long time to get that stench out.
Oh, yeah. You may have to just buy a whole new wardrobe of shoes. I don't know if you can wash those enough to get that out.
Oh, my gosh. Spray bottle filled with milk, spraying it all over the person's carpet.
Oh, gosh. When that spoils it. Oh, you can't clean that enough either, I don't think. Oh, wow. Ow.
I don't even want to continue.
Is there a guidebook
is there
that people
a guidebook?
Are getting these ideas from?
Another message. I was 15, so still pretty immature. Egged his house. Stuck tampons to his outside walls.
Oh.
Forked his lawn with plastic forks and buried eggs in the yard.
Oh, dang. So that's organic.
But, like, why the plastic forks?
I don't know.
Just inconvenience to, like, take them
probably all
out?
Yes, that would take some time to take them all out. Yeah.
Another message. These are petty ways that you've gotten back at a revenge at a cheating ex. Planned a road trip as a way for us to heal.
Oh.
Drove until the tank was empty, pulled into a gas station. She grabbed her purse, went to the bathroom. I put a minimal amount of gas in, turned around, went home. Went to her place, told her roommate what I did, gave her my ex's luggage.
Wow. Oh, left her there.
Wow.
That is
okay.
All right.
And Tracy, tell us what you did to get revenge on a cheating ex.
Well, it's a little, that's a little more than petty. Probably that's way extra, but no, he deserved it. I caught him red-handed. He was cheating on me in, what was it, Best Buy's parking lot, and I got pictures of it, and I put the pictures in with a bunch of other pictures that I had, and I was like, hey, check out these pictures that I have. So he was just flipping and flipping and flipping, and then started to come across the evidence.
Oh.
So, yeah, and he loved his car. So me and a friend of mine, I mean, it was more of a science project. I wasn't sure that it would work, but it did. Like, if you soak bologna and rubbing alcohol overnight, it literally, when you peel it off, it will peel off in perfect circles.
Oh,
oh, you gave him a new paint job on his car.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Oh, wow.
That was like 20 years ago. I'm older now. I would never do that now. But
well, that's good. He didn't come at you with like vandalism charges or anything.
Oh, Lord, no.
Oh,
no,
that's
good.
I think
he knew he pretty much deserved it.
He just took it.
He just took his garbage bags full of clothes and walked out the apartment. That was it. Haven't talked to him.
Oh, my gosh. Tracy, that is wicked.
Oh, wow. And fun science.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, we're learning things here.
He drove around, and it was funny because, like, obviously he couldn't get it fixed immediately, so he was just driving around with these big primer color purple color.
Alcohol-soaked bologna. All right, good to know.
Yeah.
All right, Tracy, hey, lovely chatting with you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. I listen to you guys every morning. Y'all are great.
Oh, you're the one. You. Thank you.
I'm the one. That's right.
All right, take care.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
We got a text from Aubrey that says, me too. I put bologna on his car on a hot day and watched the paint fall off. Oh. She's my spirit woman, LOL. This is so new to me.
Oh my gosh, Miranda put eye drops in his drink to give him diarrhea.
Oh gosh.
They did that in Wedding Crashers, didn't he?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally.
Oh my gosh.
And then Taylor rolls in to verify the whole yard forking thing.
Yeah.
She says, as someone who's had their yard forked, it's super pain in the butt to clean up.
Oh wow.
All right. So I get that.
Okay.
That's good.
I think we have just kind of created a guidebook for anyone in this situation looking for a way to retaliate.
Petty ways to get revenge on a cheating ex.
Or you just thank the universe for showing you this is not the person you should spend your life with.
There it is.
Move on.
And you're welcome. It's 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Miley Cyrus is finally backtracking a little bit on the statement she made about, I don't want to tour anymore because...
I don't feel the connection to fans.
She's actually... she tweeted out and posted up on Instagram, for clarity, I feel connected to my fans now more than ever. When I win, we win. Even if I don't see them face to face every night or at a concert, my fans are felt deeply in my heart.
Okay. All right.
She says, performing for you has been some of the best days of my life, and we will continue this journey together as we have for the last almost two decades. This has nothing to do with a lack of appreciation for the fans and everything to do with I simply don't want to get ready in a locker room.
Okay.
Which is the reality of life on the road. So
can we just, I've seen pictures of, quote, green rooms when huge artists are on tour.
Sure.
They're not smelly boys' locker rooms. They're really nice rooms.
Yeah.
They're green rooms. And she's like, I don't want to sleep on a moving bus.
All right. I mean, that's sure. Okay. That's
so
fair.
She says, she says, love you forever. I'm just on my endless summer vacation.
Yeah. All right.
Must be nice to be on an endless summer vacation.
A little plug for the album there.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, thank you, Miley. Let's get to that feel good.
Okay, it's a 12-year-old.
All right.
He's accomplished a lot already.
All right.
I know this always makes you feel a little.
I know.
Some sort of way.
I know.
His name's Clovis, and he's already a college grad with 5 Associates of Arts degrees from Fullerton College in California in just 3 years. He's officially their youngest grad. So his mom pulled him from school during the pandemic, did a year of homeschooling until she figured out she couldn't answer his questions anymore. So she enrolled him in a class at Fullerton, and he liked it.
I would say I am a talented kid, but mostly I work very hard, and I'm self-motivated. And if I had any troubles, if I have any barriers, I would tell myself to keep going and that I could do it. I either want to be an aerospace engineer, a pilot, or a pediatrician.
Something tells me Clovis isn't doing keg stands on campus.
Probably not. He plays basketball. Mm-hmm. He still likes to do kid things,
sure,
earning Eagle Scout badges.
Look at him.
So, yeah, he's got a bright future. Like, that's a smart kid right there. You can see his story.
Okay.
And listen, but don't make the mistake of how you position it to your child, because I happen to just say to my son, who's 13, hey, so we're doing this story about this 12-year-old who's a graduate of college already. He's just like, what are you calling me, stupid, Mom? No, that's not. Oh, God. See a story at WDJX.com.
Okay.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
So yesterday we had Ashley on, and she had a secret that she was, I guess, having a hard time trying to reveal to her boyfriend. Wanting to know how, in fact, to do that.
Yeah.
She had a kid.
Then we gave her a deadline.
Yeah, we said, hey, why don't you tell him tonight so we can follow up tomorrow, tomorrow being today.
We got a show.
Yeah,
so
we got a show.
So if you could just hit that deadline for us, that'd be great.
So she complied.
Oh, wow.
We have an update.
Nice.
All right, so we got that for you coming up in about 15 minutes on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, good morning, 99.7 DJX. So Ashley had kept her kid a secret from her new boyfriend. Needed help in how to tell him.
So she wasn't like intentionally, I think, keeping the secret so much as just not volunteering it because she just kind of thought it was a casual kind of thing.
Yeah, she thought it was casual. She's like, no, I'm not going to, you know, get my daughter involved in this yet.
Right.
Because
like, this is just kind of, we're hanging out.
Yeah, hanging out, having fun. So we told her to tell him that she didn't want to like show him this part of her life yet because
until she was ready that maybe this was something significant.
It being casual. Right. So we have an update.
She says, hey, Ben and Kelly. Okay. So what a wild 24 hours this has been.
Okay.
I decided to take your advice and just tell him.
All right.
He came over for dinner while my little one was at grandma's and we chatted.
All right.
I told him I had something I needed to tell him. It's been bothering me for a while. And I took out my phone and showed him a picture of me and my daughter.
Aw.
He looked confused. And I said, I have a daughter. I'm a single parent. And didn't want to tell him because I didn't want to open up that side of my life to him until it felt right.
Okay.
He smiled and said he knew.
He knew?
I was like, you knew? He said that he noticed her on the lock screen of my phone during our first date and figured she was my daughter.
Bitch, it was on their phone. He's like, all right. Well,
okay.
Wow, all right.
He said he was going to wait for me to bring it up and was actually surprised it took me this long, but understood why I waited so long.
Aw, well, that's, yeah,
he
sounds good.
He then told me he had a secret.
Oh.
And I about had a heart attack.
Okay.
My emotions were already at a breaking point, and he's dropping this on me. OMG. He then tells me that he was waiting to tell me for the same reasons I waited, but then tells me that he's been married. And technically still is.
What?
He could tell I was shocked, told me not to worry, that he's been separated from his wife for about 6 months. They both have been casually dating other people since.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell if he was telling the truth or not, but I do know I was falling for him. And then to find out he's still married?
Ooh.
I've never been married, so therefore never been divorced. But if they've been separated for 6 months... why haven't they gone ahead and just gotten a divorce?
Okay.
He explained that they just grew apart and are still friendly, but realized they shouldn't be married.
Okay.
Then he tried to change the subject back to my daughter.
Doesn't sound like she was having that.
It's wild how quickly your feelings can change.
Oh.
1 minute I'm filled with anxiety about telling him about my daughter. The next I'm feeling guilty for feeling mad that he's still married.
Oh, wow.
I told him I wasn't sure how I felt about it. Thanked him for telling me.
Mm-hmm.
I now need to know everything about his wife he separated from. Like, what's her name? Where they met? How long have they dated? Does she live close by? He said that he'd be happy to tell me all that stuff, but didn't want to take away from our evening together and ask me about my daughter.
Interesting.
I told him I'd be happy to tell him all that stuff, but I've got to pick her up from her grandma's and told him he had to leave.
Oh.
The night ended kind of weird. And he just told me he'd call me and maybe we could hang out this weekend. So I don't know. Am I overreacting? After all, I feel like my secret had less impact than his.
Okay.
My life is always full of drama, LOL. Anyway, that's my update, like you requested. Thanks for everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's like, hey, I got a secret. I got a kid. He's like, hey, I got a secret. I'm married.
I mean, didn't we joke about that? We literally joked about that.
We did.
We put that out there yesterday.
We were like, oh, what if he
I
says,
I have a wife.
I've got a wife. Guess what? I've got a wife.
Oh, my God.
So, okay, I've never been a woman who's been cheated on.
Okay.
I've never been separated. So I don't, and obviously I've never been divorced. So I don't know.
And I know people date before they officially get divorced.
Yeah.
Once they know the marriage is over, it's murky.
So I don't know. Like, I guess there's more that we would have to know before just saying he's lying. You know, he's still married and like
are
married,
you sure
married.
The wife knows you're separated?
Right.
We just need to make sure she's on the same page.
And by casually dating other people is
you just dating and she's not.
Right. Is she on board with all this?
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like from what she, you know, wrote us in the update that he was.
But to be honest, to be fair.
Sounded like he was being legit.
His secret, also not one I think that you roll out on the first couple of dates with someone on Tinder.
By the way, still technically married, but I mean, are you cool with dating married guys?
Yeah. He could be like telling the truth, and it could be he's on his way to divorce. It doesn't sound like there's a ton of animosity, so maybe why there's no like immediate hurry to go through all the legalities. But I think she does need to. It'll be interesting to see if he does call her and if they hang
if
out.
They continue,
and if she can start to get some more clarity and feel better about his situation and see where they go.
Now, Jared texts in and says her secret does have more of an impact on their future.
Yes, it does.
His secret just needs to be resolved now for a future.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is true.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
And he seems fine with the daughter. It's just whether or not he's telling the truth about the state of his marriage. We just need to get to the bottom of that, and it's fine.
All right.
And they can go on and live happily ever after.
Yeah, I don't know if you have been separated and can kind of weigh in on the whole dating while you're still married sort of thing. Would love to hear that. 502-795-1997.
Mandy does have a very specific thing that she needs to make sure. She's like, the only wiggle room he has is if the separation is further along and they live in different homes. If they still live together, no way.
Oh, we don't know that. All right, 502-795-1997. If you got something to weigh in on that, we'd love to hear. Coming up, 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So, interesting update we got from Ashley, who was really kind of going through trying to figure out how to tell her new boyfriend that she's got a daughter. So she did, and then he drops on her, oh, you know what? That's cool.
Still technically married.
I'm still technically married.
Yeah.
Been separated from my wife for about 6 months. We casually date other people.
Yeah.
It's fine.
There's not like any animosity, just, you know. And so now she's all like even more thrown off about his secret than she was about hers.
Yeah. And, you know, I having overlap in a relationship isn't uncommon.
No, yeah, a lot of people, I think, go through it. And, you know, we were kind of thinking, listen, we just need to make sure that the wife knows
that he's dating, right,
and
for
that
sure.
They're on the same page about the state of their marriage. And if they are, then okay, it can be fine. Got a text message. I made a rule for myself to never date a man going through a divorce. Dated one guy. He ended up cheating on me with his wife. Lived in separate houses. She was dating too. Divorce did go through, but they're still together.
So do you... I have mixed feelings about that. Do you feel happy that that he managed to work it out with his wife?
No, he didn't work it out. They got divorced, but they're still dating. Sounds weird. Like, weird.
But then in their mind, are they really cheating?
Yes, they are. If you are currently dating someone else, you shouldn't be currently still dating your wife if you're getting a divorce.
It's not a new notch.
Oh my gosh. It's not about notches. It's about current
things.
And then she said opposite side of when I was separated before my divorce, I didn't want to date. Had a guy reassure me it's fine and whatnot. That didn't bother him. Dated for about 5 months. When I did go to file for divorce, he broke up with me when I got back.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Bethany, what's your thought?
I don't think she needs to immediately worry. I say that just because I was the one that went through the divorce and the separation. It worked out sometimes because my ex-husband and I were separated for 2 years before I finally was like, hey, we got to get this ball rolling. And the reason I needed that divorce was because I wanted to get married again.
Oh, okay.
So,
what took you 2 years? What was the holdup in finalizing that?
It just didn't matter, I guess, to me. Like, at the time, I was young, and I was just like, I don't have to see him. I don't have to talk to him. I ain't got to mess with him every day.
Right,
so,
right.
Bye.
Yeah.
And it was very out of sight, out of mind for the longest time. It was just not on, it was very much on the back burner for
gotcha.
Me.
Gotcha, okay.
Because I was more invested in the relationship I was currently in. You know, right. We were already living together, planning a wedding, like, you know, very deep in the whole
planning a wedding, then realizing, oh, wait,
oh, I got to undo
on,
the first wedding.
I got to undo this first.
Yeah, it's like, I got some loose ends I got to tie up first. So, yeah, I called him. I was like, hey, man.
When did you reveal that you were still married, though? How deep into the new relationship?
I mean, honestly, he knew from day one just because
we
worked together, which that's a whole other story. That's another rule that I broke. But anyway.
This is fascinating,
so he
Bethany.
He knew, you know, had a rocky patch. He knew. He was just like, that's fine. But, I mean, long story short, you know, he might just be not, you know, jump into, like, hey, divorce today. Because it just might not be a big deal.
Right.
You know, as long as she keeps an eye on it and he's not, like, texting his ex-wife. Or, you know, oh, we're friends, so we're just going to hang out casually. Stuff like that. I think it might be fine. Just, you know. Stick it out for a bit, see how it goes.
All right, Bethany, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Jennifer, so what do you have to add?
So I definitely want to comment on that because I was married for many, many years. And I'm just going to say this just to be neutral for everybody out there. There's three types of marital vows. And each one of them, no matter what you do, even a lawyer will advise you that it's adultery. And I don't know what type of world we're living in today when we want to teach other generations that it's okay to date while you're married. So that means that we're not treating the marital vows like they should be. And that's the reason why nothing's in harmony and relationships aren't treated seriously. If you are married, the first obligation you have is to divorce or counsel if that sees fit, no matter if it's a straight marriage, no matter what it is. It's a marriage. It's three vows. So we need to keep that in mind. And that's not okay that he didn't tell her that. The daughter thing, that's a child. That's totally different.
Yeah.
In today's society, that's something you want to keep to yourself because you don't, you know, you got to protect your children. Sure. So that is different from a man being married, not saying, hey, I'm married, and then going on dates. And then the other woman saying, well, that whole open marriage thing is for the birds. So why did you take the vows? You're committing adultery.
So,
it's illegal.
Completely different point of view from our last caller, but
but Ballard, I get your point. Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome, and you all have a great day. And date safer and better. Take
there
care.
There you go. I like that.
All right, appreciate it.
Date safer and better.
Yeah, Aaron says took me 2 years after separating to divorce too. We were just the best of friends, so it was hard to rip that Band-Aid off.
Yeah, I mean that could be. And again, he was like, there's not a lot of, you know, animosity, bad, hard feelings in this situation, which I think leads to potentially murky waters.
All right. Well, you know, keep an eye on it.
Keep an eye. So we're not giving her a hard deadline to get back with us again.
No, I think,
on this one.
No.
Because he's like, maybe we'll talk this or hang out this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, let's just, you know, take a couple days just to.
We're going to sit over here, still be invested.
Yeah,
so don't forget about us.
If you would like to update us, we will be here for you.
Hoping for the best.
All right. Thanks, Ashley. Appreciate it.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 CJX.
All right, so we've got some tickets to any Lou City or Racing Louisville match to give you. We're going to play Minute to Win It. It's a fun, stress-free game.
Yes. Stress-free. If there's a timer going and then you're supposed to know these like easy questions. And then when you don't, you're all like, why don't I know this? Am I
right,
dumb?
Right. All right, so if you want to play, 502-795-1997. We'll play Minute to Win It coming up next. 99.7 DJX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So we've got some tickets for Louisville City FC Racing Louisville to give away. Playing a game called Minute to Win It. Let's introduce you to Kristen calling us from Clarksville. Hey there, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
You know, doing all right.
Hanging in, living the dream.
Yeah, just kind of hanging out, not doing much. Kristen's got blonde hair, drives a Dodge Ram, works for Humana, has been married for 11 years.
Nice.
Look at that.
And you're not dating anybody else?
No.
Yeah. How long have you been with your boyfriend?
Just checking based on today's show.
Nah, Kristen. So, what's the secret? How has 11 years been?
How do you keep the spark alive?
It's just, you know, we've been together almost 18 years. So, we've been married for 11. We got 3 kids.
Took them 7 years to put a ring on it?
Yeah.
You know what? Could have started young. I like that. You know it's going to last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah. Some days more than others, but yeah. All right, Kristen. Minute to Win It. It's simple in concept. I'm going to give you 60 seconds to answer 10 simple pop culture questions.
But the hot seat's real.
Yeah, the hot seat is real. That is... that is for sure. All right, so you're...
I get my kids in the car with me, so hopefully they can help.
Well,
okay.
All right.
Maybe.
all right, so 60 seconds will start once I finish answering or asking the first question. You ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Name a Jonas brother. In 3, 2, 1. What'd you say?
Nick.
What streaming platform just started cracking down on password sharing?
Netflix.
Yes.
What is the nickname for Taylor Swift fans?
Swifties.
What major race is happening this Sunday in Indiana?
The Indy 500.
What Star Wars actor is starting the Indy 500 this year?
Pass.
What sport does Louisville City FC play?
Soccer.
Yes. Where does Lou City FC play?
Louisville.
Okay.
You know the stadium
more
name?
Specific.
I know it's hard.
Bad.
Okay. A local kid performing next Tuesday on the premiere of what talent show starring Howie Mandel and Simon Cowell?
Bad.
What city is the University of Louisville located?
Louisville.
All right, I'll give that one to you. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 right. Not too bad.
Not bad.
Not too bad. What Star Wars actor is starting the Indy 500 this year?
Adam Driver, a.k.a. Kylo Ren.
Mm.
Who's an Indiana native, I found out, from my neck of the woods in Mishawaka.
There you go. Where does Lou City FC play?
Lynn Family Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Ring a bell?
Local kid performing next Tuesday on the premiere of what talent show?
America's Got Talent.
Yes. But, Kristen, you got enough, right?
Yeah, that's
enough. We'll
hook enough.
You up. Congrats.
Well, yay. My kids will be happy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, here's a fun fact. You will be going to Lynn Family Stadium.
Yeah, there you go.
To see Lou City or Racing Louisville. Yeah, by soccer.
Yep, any other matches. So congrats, Kristen. Have a great day. Thanks so much for playing. And hang on the line just another quick sec. We got to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, cool.
Awesome. Did you like I tried to pare it down just a little bit? Tried to make them a little easier?
Yeah, your questions, they did. They had a little bit of a theme. I liked the what city is U of L located?
I just want to throw them a bone. Every once in a while, you know?
Every now and then, you got to think, I've got this.
Yes. Yes. I wanted to throw some I've got this questions
all
in
right.
there.
All right. So there you go. Minute to Win It there on 99.7 DJX.
Throwback Thursday, presented by Drake's, celebrating 10 years in Louisville. Come play. Your request, make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
Colleen says, happy senior day, Eastern Eagles. We see ya.
Aubrey says, shout out to my fifth grader and eighth grader graduate. graduating next week. Can't be in two places at once. They both get my love. Congrats to my girls.
Oh, and then Shannon is like, oh my gosh, Maddie, last day of elementary school.
Oh, we hear you. My Ava. Oh my gosh.
There it is. Swifty Kim, we got your Lymphow. Yeah. LMFAO, a.k.a. It's Throwback Thursday.
Hey.
Yeah, bangers only, guys. Throwback Thursday.
Because it's Stephanie's birthday.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, that's a present for her.
Right. 99.7 EJX. Samantha says, hey, bangers only, so can we hear Bang Bang, Ariana Grande, Nicki Minaj, Jessie J?
I see what she did there.
On Throwback Thursday. On 99.7 EJX.
Carrie says, finally, TBT, I need one thing by Amory. I need the three-day weekend ASAP. You added there.
Oh.
Oh, you don't have that one yet?
No, I didn't know we were going to that. Sorry.
We'll try to get to that.
Yeah, we will. Consider it noted.
Okay.
Consider it noted.
Duly noted. Oh, we need some Eminem, yeah.
Alicia says, anything Eminem, please. We got you. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Catherine Crestwood here. Checks in, says, I need an Avril Lavigne girlfriend. Hashtag sneaky banger. Hashtag last day of school.
OMG.
We're all feeling it today.
All the feels.
Yep. It's 99.7 DJX. Throwback. You can always text in your requests. 502-795-1997.
Is this for Jared?
Sure.
My only daughter, Alyssa, graduates from Central Harden today. Can you play any song from a 90s teen movie?
How about from 10 Things I Hate About You?
Oh, I like that one. That was a good one.
Yeah! Oh, yeah. Bangers only, guys.
Yes, listen, we got to give a big shout out to Derek. So, Derek has some history with us.
Yeah?
Many moons ago, Sarah Jordan, Jackson Blue, used to be on our station years ago, helped Derek propose to his wife while he was in Iraq.
Oh, wow.
Now, they have a son graduating, a daughter going to second grade,
what?
And a daughter going to kindergarten.
Wow.
All the
And then Martin in Valley Station checks in, says, hey, dropping the kids off at school, and it's already been a morning, so leave, get out. I hear that. Throwback Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Shout out to Zainab and Yusuf. Listening, we love to have you guys along. Tara says, I'd love to surprise my daughter, Elena, with the song Zombie by Cranberries. She missed it.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
This has a two-minute intro.
I'll play a little bit of it.
We can't get to the, like, to the hook, can we? Can you fast forward?
Can I?
This is back when they had a lot of long intros. Back then, they took their time to get to the singing
because it was about the music, guys.
It was about the music.
It was about the music. I mean, is it still about the music?
Now we
have
a minute and a half song. Like, I don't have time.
Yeah, the intro on this song is longer than some of the songs that we're playing right now. Oh, it's Throwback Thursday, Cranberries, 99.7.
Still not there.
DJ.
Still no singing.
X.
Hey,
Dolores! Let's go. Look at us.
Wow, we lingered a little bit on that. We did. It was for Elena.
And that is another song.
Exactly.
From Grant. But look at you. Look at you. Wow.
I didn't even this is for
Maddie.
Hannah and Maddie.
Maddie, yeah, we got you. Throwback Thursday. I mean, two very similar songs we just played.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Throwback Thursday. I think I did it again. I'm not that innocent. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX.
Alex needs a shout out to Emma going to middle school next year. Yes, we've got a lot of those going on. All the feels. Stabby Sarah's at the end of the school year is pure chaos. I need something with more rage.
Something with more rage? I don't know if you're going to get it here, but Sassy Gay Mike says, how about Jump Jump for all the peeps that don't have kids, but don't have to deal with school zones and school traffic?
Great.
Oh, all right.
All right. Nice.
All right.
Okay.
Here you go. Throwback Thursday, DJX. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7, DJX.
Remember when the young kids just wore their clothes backwards? So cute.
That's right.
That's what they did. That was their thing.
I remember Jenny. she went to my school and she would wear Jenny. No, she did not. Gosh, who was it? Jenny and who else?
Jenny showed up with her backwards clothes?
Yeah, she, well, pants, jeans on backwards.
Really?
Yep, she did.
Scandalous.
I know, right?
Weird.
I know.
Got a request for Bad Blood. Don't know who it's for, but I feel like Swifty Kim would approve.
Yep. Throwback Thursday. 2015.
Wow.
99.70 JX. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Chingy, who had that?
Who had that? Oh, dang it.
Someone
had it.
Very, very deserving person.
Yes.
Texted our text line, 795-1997, Throwback Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7
EJX. Big shout out to Baby Redbird. Gary says, shout out. She's graduating preschool today.
Oh, my gosh.
All the feels.
David rolls in on Twitter and says, we are looking for bangers only. How about She Bangs? That's Ricky Martin.
Except for
I only
another.
Have one. I only have one version of this.
It's not Ricky Martin, though.
It's almost Ricky Martin. It's almost Ricky Martin. She Bangs. Throwback Thursday. Oh, gosh. You blow me off like it's all the same. Oh.
You lit it fierce and I'm taking away like a bomb. Iconic. Yeah, baby. Iconic. Okay.
Throwback Thursday on 99.70 JX. Tweets, you really went William Hung with that?
We did. We did that happen.
Also, Kimberly tweets, want to give a shout out to my Eastern senior, Jarrell. I'm very proud of you. Love of that.
Oh,
look at that.
All the graduating kiddos.
Yep.
So much.
And then we did get a text from Missy, who is like, listen, I know it's going to break rules. I know that. But we're going to have to at least pay some homage to
the legend,
a.k.a. Tina Turner. You must try to come on now. Yep, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Nicole rolls in. What about some Ellie Goulding? Oh, man, this. Every time I hear Ellie Goulding, I'm like, man,
totally
she just.
I forgot about it. She's
she's sneaky banger syndrome right here.
I don't have to worry about
I mean, my gosh. Right now, what a banger. What a banger.
Right?
All right, Throwback Thursday here at 99.7 EJX. Dustin rolls in and is like, hey, I've got several that you can play.
We should just rack them all off.
So, we'll just pick one. How about, there we go.
Oh, little Destiny Child, little D-Child.
I was going to say, been a minute since we heard this, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, Throwback Thursday. Say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady, ain't calling me baby, why the sudden change? Ah, throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Angie's all like, hey, what about in honor of school out, Memorial Day weekend?
That works. It's probably going to make Alicia dance again. She says, a second grader just told me I'm embarrassing in the school drop-off line, dancing and singing.
Oh.
So, Macy.
All right.
This is to get your mom dancing again.
This is when Will Smith was known as the Fresh Prince. Throwback Thursday. That's just kind of vibe, doesn't it?
It does.
Little vibe, doesn't it? Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX, and there it is.
Dang it. I hate it when it's over.
Oh, it just feels so good when it happens, but then it just feels so sad when it's over.
Oh, such a big week for everybody with the last day of school and all the things. Amber from down the street says, here's a TBT for you. I've been listening to your show since I was in high school. You guys have been with me through most of my major life events. First major breakup, 99.7. Distraction while in labor, 99.7. This morning, I dropped off my oldest son on his last day of middle school.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that.
Oh, my gosh,
thanks for rolling. Thanks for hanging.
We've been through it all.
Yes, we have.
Oh, dang.
Love that.
Thank you to everyone who takes us along through any part of your life. We truly appreciate you all.
It is. It is truly awesome. All right. Thank you again. Throwback Thursday here, 99.7 DJX. It's 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. All right. I'm going to give you a vocabulary word here this morning. And I know, you know, everybody's kind of excited because maybe you're nearing the end of the school year.
Oh, yeah. Everybody is.
And you're done with learning. But one more for you. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Let's finish strong.
Rooter toot.
Rooter toot.
Rooter toot.
That's a word?
That is a word.
How do we spell it?
R-O-O-T-E-R-T-O-O-T, maybe?
Okay.
I'm guessing.
All right.
Coined by this little kid.
Oh, okay. This is a word coined by a little kid.
Yep, because he had an accident, and he was trying to describe what exactly happened.
I sharted.
Sharted?
I sharted.
Oh, okay.
I sharted.
Okay.
Where did you shart?
In my pants.
Oh, no.
You sure? Yeah. Do you know what a shart is? Tell me what a shart is.
It's a, you think it's a rooter tube, but it is a rooter tube, but the rooter tube goes out and it splats.
The rooter tube goes out and it splats.
It's just a rooter tube, but then it ends up being like a pooter tube.
The kid is 100% adorable.
Oh, he trusted a fart. Gambled a boss.
No.
Made a
He did not
a
trust a fart.
It's a, you think it's a rooter tube, but.
Yeah, no, but it splats. The splat part is you lose. You lose. You made a mess.
Tube, but the rooter tube goes out and it splats.
Yeah. Yeah. The rooter tube ends up being a pooter tube.
The rooter tube.
Oh, dang.
I love, like the fact that the kid, you know, had an accident. I mean, hey, we've all trusted one and it's gone wrong.
Right. But he's just like, I'm a little gassy. I just need a little rooter toot and I'll feel better in my belly. And then it's like a pooter toot and it's cause splat.
But
the
fact
splat part.
That he called it a rooter toot.
I love it.
That is the best.
That is a cute, you know what? Instead of the word fart. Rooter toot is way more fun.
Rooter toot's a fun word.
Rooter toot's way more fun. Let's go ahead and officially replace fart in the dictionary with rooter toot.
You got to see this kid, too. We've tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Precious.
He's just blonde. He's a toddler and is just
He's in a predicament. He's like, Mom, listen, I thought it was going to be fine. And then splat.
And then
The rooter toot goes out. And it splats.
Yeah.
All been there, kid.
Oh, dang it.
We've all been there.
I'm going to need a change of underwear, Mom. That's the moral of the story.
Kelly, what is a setting the bar story?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Getting to the airport's very common. You know, people have all different types of ways of getting to the airport before a flight.
Yeah, if you don't want to pay for parking, have a friend take you, take an Uber, taxi.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a backhoe to make it to the airport, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. That is an interesting choice of transportation.
Yeah. Dude was trying to catch his flight to the West Coast. Here's Sheriff Jeff talking about old Timmy and stealing the backhoe.
You hear of people either getting rides from other people, borrowing cars, stealing cars, but yeah, a backhoe being stolen from a job site and driven 10 miles to an airport for an individual to catch a flight all the way to the West Coast carrying a guitar, that is unique.
that is unique.
He's carrying a guitar. Listen, I got to chase my dreams. The West Coast. Nothing's going to stop me.
And I just realized I don't have a car and I don't have a way to call an Uber, so
that looked like it was available.
That backhoe had the keys in the ignition, so
calling my name.
What am I going to do?
That is my ride. You know what? I'm going to turn this into a song at some point.
You know what? Maybe
it's going to be my big break.
Maybe he was just needing inspiration for his hit.
Yes, I think so. It's like, we're going to be
stole
hearing it.
I stole a backhoe.
Yes.
I would imagine, I hear country.
Absolutely.
I don't know what genre he's flying to California.
We're assuming it's country.
I mean, it's West Coast, so I don't know.
Well,
could be Alaska for all we know.
Okay. I think if we're talking backhoe, though, he's got a guitar. Immediately, it's painting a picture in my brain. This is a country song in the making. Maybe he was just thinking, I need some authenticity to help me write my songs.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
All right. So again, set of the bar. Look.
She thinks my backhoe sexy.
There it is.
Maybe.
There it is.
Maybe. That's it.
She thinks my backhoe is sexy.
It's a follow-up to it. She thinks my tractor is sexy.
Yep.
Maybe.
Yeah, he's writing the response to that.
Yes.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just spitballing here.
It could be the next greatest hit heard on DJX.
Today, if you missed anything from the show, catch up on the podcast on the update. All right. We got an update from Ashley, who we talked to yesterday, and we kind of gave her a deadline of today.
We were like, okay, you need to hash this out tonight and then let us know how that goes.
And you know what? Hey, I got to hand it to Ashley. She listened.
She did.
And
she followed through, and there was a plot twist.
There was. And it was actually, I almost feel bad for manifesting that.
Yeah, I think we did manifest it a little bit because we did joke about it.
We joked about it, and it actually came true.
Oops.
There were several schools of thought about this plot twist.
Right. And then the aftermath that it could possibly have.
Yeah. She's basically in a weird spot now. Weirder than the fact that she was just hiding the fact that she has a daughter.
Right. She thought that, like, she had this huge secret, and then he rolls in.
And he rolls in.
And steals her thunder
here,
a little.
Here, hold my beer.
Yes.
Oh, that's a cute secret. Here, hold my beer.
A little bit. And so now we're trying to process what he said.
Yeah, yeah. So if there's one thing you want to catch up on, it would be the update. And that you can read it on Facebook if you got a minute. Up at Ben and Kelly Show. We posted it there. Or you can listen to the podcast. At Ben and Kelly Show or WDJX.com. Click listen.
Yeah, big shout out to everybody that jumped in on our TBT train today.
Mm-hmm.
All the feels this week.
Yeah.
With school wrapping up, all the graduations from preschool to middle school to high school, and everybody that chimed in and said, you know what? You guys have been along for so many parts of my life.
Oh, I like that.
That is so great.
I know.
We
I
like love that. It. And hopefully you guys enjoy the long weekend ahead. And the kickoff to summer, and everything is going to be great.
All right. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.